You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. Diana West is our guest for this segment. She is, of course, the longtime syndicated columnist, now a blogger par excellence. You can find her writings at dianawest.net, also the author of two extraordinarily important, indeed best-selling books, Death of the Grown-Up and American Betrayal. Diana, welcome back. It's always good to have you with us.
Thanks, Frank. Great to be with you.
I'm struck by something President Obama said yesterday to a group of young Asian, putative leaders, to the effect that basically thanks to him and his time in the presidency, America is once again, quote, the most respected country in the world, unquote. Now, I know I'm not going to get any disagreement with you that it should be the most respected country in the world, and I think there's every reason for it to be, but I'm interested in your sort of take on how Americans, or at least how our government, is now being perceived around the world, as best you can tell. Is it with respect or is it with, I think, rather more contempt at the moment, thanks again to Barack Obama's time in the presidency?
Well, I would, of course, agree with you that by our lights, America is viewed with more contempt than when Barack Obama came into office. It's been kind of a long period of decline. But I think if we look at Barack Obama's idea of America's place in the world, I think he's sincere in putting this happy face on it, because by his lights, America should be low down and viewed with contempt as his signal achievement. And this goes in every possible direction of his presidency, of the constant harping on racial problems in America. This would play well to people that he would consider his constituencies around the world, that, you know, in other words, beating up on America would make people like America in his view, taking away our border, making America a magnet for anyone, including terrorists. I mean, these are all, I think people never understand that Obama's goals are antithetical to anything we would consider beneficial for America in the American interest.
Our guest is Diana West, the extraordinarily thoughtful, pundit, commentator, and blogger at dianawest.net. You were just making a point, and it's really hard to overstate its importance, Diana, that the president's view of what is estimable about America and what will therefore be likely to be seen as admirable by others who he would like to have us consort with is an America laid low, really, rather than one, the shining city on the hill of Reagan.
Exactly. No, this is very true. And I think that most commentators who bemoan most of Obama's policies continue to miss this very unusual aspect of Obama as an American president. He does not have American interests at heart. He announced this to us before he was ever elected, and nothing has changed. And yet, so many commentators continue to talk about him in terms of being inept or not understanding the world scene or making mistakes. Whereas I look at his record, I look at his behavior on the world stage and at home, and actually see him executing a perfectly leftist, Marxist, progressive role in terms of Islamic, all of this, in terms of everything, globalist for sure, in terms of making America no different from any other country in the world except as a honeypot, an engine of welfare, of benefits, of largesse, of troops as mercenaries to enact, to enable America's foes in so many cases, and to be unable to defend America against its real foes. He is stripping America into an engine of the globalist project. And I think in that sense, it is a successful presidency for him, not for the American people. And in that sense, it is also something that he would say America is respected, because we are becoming the engine of global government, of globalism, and taking away an American identity with every executive order, every stripping down of America's defenses, and on and on. I mean, this is part of the Marxist project, and he has advanced it.
This is a very important insight. And you know, we have a new book coming out, a monograph really coming out by Jim Simpson, a terrific investigative reporter, as you know. And he drills down in some of the early, you know, sort of authoritative texts behind this program, notably some UN documents about sort of migration and redistribution of land, not just wealth, and on and on. And you're right, Diana, this is really coming to fruition under Barack Obama's fundamental transformation of America. Let me turn to one other thing that you've been commenting on of late, which is not unrelated to all of that, unfortunately, and that is you've provided at DianaWest.net a short history of our age, as you put it, focusing in on three sort of very important moments in recent history. Talk about what unifies the three and what their portents are for us today.
Well, the three events took place in 1989, 2005, and then our year, 2015. And they're all events that served not so much to, not at all to extend liberty and freedom of speech, but rather to indicate what danger such freedom of speech is in. And I refer to beginning with Salman Rushdie's fatwa for coming out of Iran for having written satanic verses back in 1989, the Danish cartoon crisis, so-called, when a newspaper in Denmark set out to prove they were not under Islamic law and could reproduce and indeed commission cartoons of Muhammad as an effort to extend, to show that they were under Danish law. And then our own situation most recently, looking at the Garland, Texas attack on a cartoon contest that, again, I would describe as an attempt to establish America as an Islamic law-free zone. And I think all these events are unified by the fact that they have demonstrated the extent to which we are an Islamic law zone, going back to the reaction of the Western governments to Rushdie, which was not to demand Iran to remove the fatwa. How dare you extend Islamic law into the West on a British citizen with a wide American following as well, Salman Rushdie, but rather to acquiesce to it and indeed put a security bubble around Rushdie. And again, we see this sort of behavior, a new revelation caused by the Danish cartoons in the reaction of America, mostly in terms of failing to stand behind Denmark in establishing the West as Islamic free zone. And then now again with Pamela Geller, and what I see over this period of time is the issue migrating out from the center to the fringe. If we go from Rushdie, a very mainstream literary author, highly celebrated, to a Danish newspaper, to an activist, blogger, writer like Pamela Geller, we see the whole thing moving out, and we see great hostility to freedom at the center of societies.
Being clearly all-encompassing and effectively, as you've said, Diana West, the project of, well, to some extent, these Marxist-Leninists who are collaborating with the Islamists, but very much the purpose of the Organization for Islamic Cooperation, its 10-year plan and all of this. We are putting out today, as you know, Steve Coughlin's major new opus entitled Catastrophic Failure, Blindfolding America in the Age of Jihad. And I must say, this is a singularly important book because it really chronicles how this kind of mutation is taking place before our eyes. You and your family have helped mightily in getting this book to press. We're very grateful to you all and to Steve, of course, and we'll be talking with him at length about it in the near future. Diana, we have to let it go at that for the moment, though. Thank you very much for your time, as always, and your insights on all of these issues, great and small, and the character of our culture as well as our country, which is really at stake. Keep up the good work, and we'll talk with you again very soon. Congressman Chris Stewart joins us next. We'll talk with him about developments in the Middle East and here at home, including the TSA lapses. Straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.